Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer. Glad to be back with you again as we get ready to discuss another topic that I think that we will be able to benefit from. Hopefully it's something that we can grab hold of, something that the discussion itself will enable us to take a look at what's going on in our lives, see what we may want to be able to do to at least try to make things better. That's what the program is about, trying to make things better. Pew Research had been communicating with some teens about a situation that has many, many people concerned, upset, worried, some people even afraid. And that has to do with the violence that is being perpetrated at our schools through the use of guns. As we know, this is something that has been a problem for many, many communities across America for years and years and years. And as I pointed out before, when it takes place in certain communities, people take notice who ordinarily would not take notice. It's such a shame that even people who purport to be followers of Christ only take notice when the violence takes place in communities where the people look like them. Fortunately, there are a lot of people who are concerned about the violence regardless of where it takes place. We don't hear as much about those concerns that are expressed because, unfortunately, many who are in, who are part of the major media companies also only express concern when the violence takes place in certain communities. But as we all know, even though not everyone accepts it, all humans have value. All humans have worth. Every community has value. And so as we talk about this whole issue of teens, schools, and guns, I want us to be thinking about, let's try to make it a point not to think in our minds, not to envision in our minds only people who look a certain way. Let's try to envision communities of color, white communities, any communities where the violence would take place and people would be devastated as a result. I know that one of the things that a lot of us truly embrace is the notion that they're all our children. This is theoretically one America. And of course, we know that in the hearts and minds and souls of a lot of people, it's not truly one America. It's many Americas. Either that or it's one America with many sectors and only some sectors count to some people. Fortunately for many of us, every sector counts. Every sector matters because every sector is comprised of human beings and all human beings in some of our hearts and some of our minds matter. So as we take a look at this, see what we can be doing to begin to formulate some more thoughts about what can be done to make life better in all the communities so that hopefully there's less violence in all of our schools across the country. In the aftermath of the deadly shooting that took place at the high school in Parkland, Florida, a majority of American teens say that they're either very worried or somewhat worried about the possibility of a shooting happening at their school. And most parents of teens share that concern, according to the new Pew Research Center surveys of teens ages 13 to 17, and parents with children in that same age range. Meanwhile, it comes to what can be done to prevent this kind of violence. Far more teens view proposals focused on mental illness, assault-style weapon bans, and the use of metal detectors in schools as potentially effective than say the same about allowing teachers and school officials to carry guns in schools. Far more teens, the research shows, view proposals that focus on mental illness, assault-style weapon bans, and the use of metal detectors than allowing teachers and school officials to carry guns in schools. Is it possible that our teens have a much better grasp on what will work for the schools, the people who attend the schools, than some of our adults? The surveys of teens and parents were conducted in March and April of 2018, following the February 14 shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, one of the deadliest mass school shootings in U.S. history. 17 people were killed, more than a dozen others injured. The surveys also come as the nation prepares to mark the 19th anniversary of the shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. And so you can see why I express some concern that some sectors of our society just get more attention and more compassion than others. The nation is preparing to mark the 19th anniversary of the shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. How many schools have experienced school shootings that the nation doesn't even know about? The nation doesn't even know the names of these schools, much less marking the anniversary of school shootings that took place there. Again, I want to point out the human beings at all of these schools are equally valuable. There's nothing about the humans at Columbine who made them more valuable, of greater worth, than schools in inner cities where shootings have taken place and lives have been lost. People have been injured. And that's why I asked you from the very beginning to make it a point to really care about all of America's teens, all of America's children, all of America's students, and care about all of the parents and aunts and uncles who are devastated by the deaths and the injuries caused by the shootings that take place at all of the schools across America. I know that value, like beauty, is in the heart of the beholder. I'm just asking us to have good hearts, like our Creator intended for us to have, that we will value all of those people. But as we move forward, overall, 57% of teens say that they are worried about the possibility of a shooting happening at their school, with 1 in 4 saying they are very worried. 29% say they're not too worried about this. 13% say that they're not at all worried. Non-white teens express a higher level of concern than their white peers. 64% of non-white teens, including 73% of Hispanics, say that they are at least somewhat worried about this, compared with 51% of white teens being at least somewhat worried. School shooting fears differ by gender. 64% of girls say that they are either very or somewhat worried about a shooting happening at their schools. 51% of boys say that they're worried. 64% of girls, 51% of boys. Parents of teenagers express similar levels of concern as teens themselves, with 63% saying that they're at least somewhat worried about the possibility of a shooting happening at their child's school. There are similar patterns when it comes to race and gender, with non-white parents and mothers expressing more concern. Lower-income parents are particularly worried. 82% of parents with annual household incomes under $30,000 say that they are at least somewhat worried that a shooting could happen at their teen school, compared with 64% of those with incomes between $30,000 and $74,999 being concerned. 53% of those with incomes of $75,000 or more. 82% of those with incomes under $30,000 are at least somewhat worried. 64% of those with incomes between $30,000 and $74,999 are at least somewhat worried. 53% of those with incomes at $75,000 or more. 82%, 64%, 53%. Against the backdrop of organized school walkouts and marches calling for new legislation to address gun violence, teens see more value in some proposed measures than others. Asked to assess how effective various measures would be at preventing school shootings, 86% of teens, 86%, say that preventing people with mental illnesses from purchasing guns and that improving mental health screening and treatment would be effective, including majorities who say each of these proposals would be very effective. 79% say that having metal detectors in schools would be effective. 66% say that banning assault-style weapons would make the schools safer. By contrast, 39% of teens say that allowing teachers to carry guns in schools would be very or somewhat effective at preventing school shootings. 35% say that this would not be at all effective. Notice now, preventing school shootings. One of my questions is this. If teachers and other school officials were allowed to carry guns to school, would that end up in the prevention of school shootings? Or would it increase the likelihood of shootouts at school shootings, at schools? Schools with teachers and other officials bringing guns. Students and whoever else bringing guns to schools. Would we have teachers and students shooting at each other, possibly increasing the likelihood of stray bullets hitting unintended targets? Or would it indeed, the knowledge of people carrying guns to school, officials carrying guns to school, actually prevent school shootings from occurring? Would there be a likelihood, a possibility, probability of, you know, the knowledge being, hey, school officials are allowed to bring guns here, and just knowing that teachers and other officials may have guns would prevent other people from bringing their guns? How do you think it would turn out for real? Let's look at this some more when we come back.